This is Passport to Texas. The red wolf population once covered about a third of the southeast U.S., including Texas. By the late 1960s, the animals were nearly extinct.
The only red wolves left were in a little corner of southeastern Texas, southwestern Louisiana, and there were only a few of them left.
Russell Rowe, managing editor of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine, wrote a story about red wolves for the December issue. Habitat loss, wolf eradication, and an influx of coyotes caused their near demise. An Austin College professor, noting the decline, sounded the alarm.
Congress passed the Endangered Species Act, and the red wolf was one of the first species listed in the act. So their first priority was to maintain the red wolf population where it was. They realized that was not going to work, so they decided in this last-ditch effort, the only way we're going to save the red wolf is by gathering them all up, putting them in captivity with the hopes of reintroducing them in the wild.
Researchers had their work cut out for them as the wolves and coyotes had interbred.
Once they collected what they thought were red wolves, they had maybe 40 that they were pretty sure were red wolves. Once they got rid of what they thought might be hybrids, they were down to 17 pure red wolves. Of those, 14 were used in the captive breeding program. So all the red wolves we have today came from those 14.
Find details in the December issue of the magazine. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.